if you were excited by the brouhaha at the end of this week's Monday Night Raw, you had good reason to be. There's about 10 great superstars in the ring just beating the living crap out of each other. It makes you think that Elimination Chamber is going to be a pretty damn good pay-per-view. At the same time, the pay-per-view before WrestleMania is usually a weaker one, and one that's usually used to tease, and one that doesn't have any major developments, since it's kind of hard to build the biggest pay-per-view of the year in a month. So, I think what you're going to see a lot this year in Elimination Chamber are a lot of titles being defended, and no major title changes. But at the same time, it should be good in terms of storyline development and building towards, you know, all of those cool WrestleMania moments. So let's go down the card. So we have the kickoff match. Cody Rhodes and Goldust versus Ryback and Curtis Axel. I don't really get this match in terms of a kickoff match. There's no heat between these two teams. I don't even think they've ever really faced off against one another. It'll be a good match. It'll be wrestled well. But, yeah, I really don't get it. Then, Batista versus Alberto Del Rio. This will be a very good match just in terms of seeing where the animal is as far as his in-ring status goes. Del Rio is a veteran worker. He's very solid in the ring, even though he lacks the charisma needed to be at the top of the card presently. He's an awesome wrestler. He gets the job done. He's going to put Batista through the paces. Batista wins this one, but Alberto Del Rio pushes him to the limit, and we kind of see how much ring rust Batista really has. We have the New Age Outlaws versus the Usos. This feels like it was kind of just put together the last minute just to have a tag team match in there. The Usos are future tag team champions. Don't think that it happens this night, but I do think it's going to be a very good match. New Age Outlaws have been getting big pops lately. They're definitely selling merchandise. It just makes sense to keep them with the titles for a little while longer while the Usos continue to develop their fan base and a little bit more of a persona identity. Right now, they're just guys that go, you know, when I say ooh, you say oh, and have face paint on. But aside from that, they don't really bring anything charisma-wise. Another match that feels like it was just thrown together is the Darren Young-Titus O'Neil feud. These guys have been fighting for the last couple of weeks. It's basically a proponent of a very deep tag team division. They're an excellent tag team, but they were broken up. Both of them are very good workers. This will be an awesome opening or second match. Should be a lot of fun to watch. It'll be very interesting to see which way these guys go in terms of their single career. Darren Young came out to TMZ a couple of months ago. The company has decided not to do anything with that. It'd be interesting if they eventually do go back to that. O'Neil is super charismatic. He's got a great body. He's got the mentality. He's got some great moves. This is a guy that could totally be a superstar one day. So it'll be interesting to see where this matchup goes. Another matchup that feels like it was just kind of put together very quickly is this Big E Langston versus Jack Swagger contest. There's no competition right now in the Intercontinental division. Swagger has kind of been the odd man out of the Real Americans. He's an excellent wrestler. His fallout with his DWI pot thing ruined what could have been an excellent push. Him and Zeb Coulter were very solid when they first got together. They were clicking, and who would have thought that Cesaro would even join the group? And then when he did, I mean, his match with John Cena this past week on Raw was amazing. And if you didn't think that this guy was a future world champion after that match, you knew. So I really don't see Big E losing this match. Can he lose it? Absolutely. Because to be totally honest, no one really cares about the Intercontinental title right now. So maybe they could have Swagger win it and then, you know, build some heat for WrestleMania to have these two face off. We'll see where that goes. So, the Shield versus the Wyatt family. This is the one that people have been waiting for the past month or so. It's been teased on Raw and SmackDown so many different times in so many different ways, and I think this sets the tone for an eventual Bray Wyatt-Roman Reigns feud at WrestleMania. We'll see what happens there. It's going to be an excellent match. We know that the Wyatts are going to stay together. They're not going anywhere. But the Shield are on the brink of breakup, and this could be the event that splits them up permanently. Should be very, very interesting to watch. And finally, we have the Elimination Chamber match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. As much as I love Sheamus, I love what Christian does in the ring. Cesaro is a future World Heavyweight Champion. Daniel Bryan is a guy that should have the belt. John Cena's had the belt so many times for a reason. I just don't see these guys beating Orton, just because I don't know if any of them, these other guys, would match up well enough with Batista. Could you imagine, like, Christian and Batista headlining WrestleMania? Yeah, not gonna happen. Cena and Batista, possibly. Can't see Cesaro and Batista. Can't see Sheamus and Batista headlining WrestleMania. I would love to see Daniel Bryan with the belt, but that's not going to happen. We know that's not going to happen. They're kind of prepping for a Triple H Daniel Bryan feud after Bryan gets done with Kane. So the only thing that does make sense is that Randy Orton wins this match, does so in a weaselly heel fashion, and kind of limps his way into WrestleMania before he loses to Batista at WrestleMania, and then Daniel Bryan comes along and does what he has to do and hopefully gets the title. I think that's what a lot of people expect. Going through the card, a lot of these matches seem predetermined, like we know what's going to happen. A lot of this could go out the window if the WWE is smart and has some guys return for Elimination Chamber, simply not only to get WrestleMania season going right, but to also help launch the WWE Network. We already know that several people are coming back, such as Stone Cold Steve Austin, Ric Flair, to help build up the WWE Network. Could Sting make an appearance at Elimination Chamber? Who knows? I mean, anything could happen, and I think who comes back and who wins, if it's shockingly, I mean, Swagger's win last year in the Elimination Chamber shocked everybody. This can kind of make or break this event. So right now, this is an event that has some importance with WrestleMania right around the corner, and it could change the WrestleMania card completely, or it could kind of continue with what we expect. A lot of these matchups, like I said, feel predetermined, and we feel like they're just trying to, like, give us a bunch of really good matches before WrestleMania, but at the same time, not shock us with who's going to win. So, overall, Elimination Chamber is looking to be a solid in-ring pay-per-view, but in terms of intrigue and storyline development, probably not so much.